Pressure, lob pass left side. Touchdown, Tampa Bay! He is sacked by Gerald McCoy.
And welcome in, folks. It is our very latest edition of the Pewter Panel. Great to be back with you. I'm TJ Reeves from the Buccaneers Radio Network and Buccaneers.com. And let's get to our panelists. First, senior writer for Buccaneers.com here once again is Scott Smith. Good to be back with you.
Thanks, TJ. It's always fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. We just want to make sure. Scott Reynolds. We got two Scotts today. Scott Reynolds of PewterReport.com. Virgin experience for you here. We'll treat you well.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Everything good?
Everything's good. Yes, draft is in the books and looking forward to the rookie minicamp.
And also with us from the Buccaneer beat, he's been on that beat since 1999. He is Wah Cummings of the Tampa Tribune. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
Our first two-time participant.
Yes.
We must really value his opinion.
Yes.
Quite an honor.
Either that
quite
or
an honor.
He was best available when the phone rang.
We married need and best available with this
yes.
pick.
So, okay, that's a perfect segue for the draft. Let's begin because there's been so much debate now that everything has been concluded. Let's go over the first round pick, guys. Mike Evans was there. Johnny Manziel was there. So were several of the quarterbacks and other positions. Mike Evans is the pick. I guess we'll start with you, Roy. What about the pick that the Bucs got there from Texas A&M?
I don't want to, you know, not too often can you say I told you so, but I can tell you right now I told you so.
It's so unlike you.
It is. It really is, because I usually don't do that kind of thing. But here's the deal. I did 6 mock drafts prior to the draft. And for beat writers around the NFL, and in every single one of them, 4 of them, Johnny Manziel wasn't there, I took Mike Evans. And the other 2, when Johnny Manziel was there, I thought for a minute and I said, just can't do it, don't see it, I'm taking Mike Evans still. I took Mike Evans every time because I thought that, I think along the lines of what the Buccaneers were thinking, was number one, receiver was the biggest need, and this was an awfully big receiver that gives you these 2 big wideouts that, for me, again, just kind of replicates what Josh McCown had in Chicago last year when, you know, he had arguably his best stretch. So I thought it was a real smart move. Didn't question at all the whole Johnny Manziel thing, really. Never thought he was on a target for the Bucs to begin with.
TJ, you know, I thought before the draft that it was likely the Buccaneers were targeting Mike Evans, a receiver, and that they were not going to take a quarterback, but nobody could be really explicit about it, right? I think there were some comments made along the way that was evidence that they weren't going to take a quarterback, but they were still leaving it. They had to leave the doubt out there, right? And then as soon as the first 2 rounds of the draft are over, there's no new quarterback, then Lovie Smith comes out much more explicitly and says, Mike Glennon is our quarterback of the future. It's safe to say this now because you're not trying to keep up that doubt in other teams' mind, but I think they were targeted in on Evans all along, and I'm awfully happy they were.
Scott?
Yeah, I think so, too. When you look at the quarterback position, you know, they brought in 6 quarterbacks. They used 1/5 of their allotment of visits on quarterbacks. And I think what happened was that minicamp being prior to the draft really allowed Mike Glennon to go out there and strut his stuff. And I think that as they went through those meetings, as they saw Mike Glennon on the field and they compared him with the Johnny Manziels, the Derek Carrs, the Teddy Bridgewaters, those guys that came into the facility, they said, hey, we have a pretty good thing on our hands here. This guy already has a year's worth of playing experience, which these rookie quarterbacks will not have until they get in the league. And so that comparison, and I think they called around the league, too, to gauge what type of interest other teams might have in Mike Glennon, and they were pleasantly surprised with how much they could possibly get for Glennon. And they said, well, if he's valued this much around the league, if there's this much worth in Mike Glennon, maybe we're better off keeping this guy because he is already established as an NFL starting quarterback, probably better off in the future than now. But, you know, let's face it, Josh McCown is the guy right now. And I think the real winner on draft day, and Mike Evans was a great choice for the Buccaneers for that Twin Tower reason, but the quarterbacks in-house already, Josh McCown and Mike Glennon are really the big winners here.
Well, I guess, can't the argument be made that there was some smokescreen going on, too? If you're bringing in all the quarterbacks and you're not willing to take one there at 7, then some of that was a bluff,
wasn't
it?
Was it smokescreen or was it just the Bucs doing their due diligence? I'm going to lead towards the latter. Sure, there might have been some smokescreen involved. You know, maybe that just comes naturally with you doing your homework. And I think that's what the Buccaneers were doing. Look, as soon as Johnny Manziel was passed on, I started getting emails and texts and calls from angry fans saying, in fact, one who said, why did the Bucs interview all these quarterbacks when they weren't going to pick one? Well, because that's your job. You
it's
have to know
process.
What it is. It's part of the process. And Scott, I agree with you. I think what happened was throughout the process, they realized that, look, we've got a piece here already. Somebody that we used a 3rd-round pick on a year ago, not this regime, but this organization, used it on a 3rd, and here's a quarterback who's as good as everybody that's in this draft now, and he's got those 13 games of experience. Nobody else had that. That's where Mike Glennon tips the bar.
If you ask any general manager that drafted any one of these quarterbacks, if I can give you a quarterback that will complete about 60% of his passes his rookie season with 19 touchdowns and only 9 picks, will you take that guy?
Absolutely.
Every single one of them will take him without the name attached to it. Mm-hmm. And then when we say it's Mike Glennon, surprise, surprise. It's not maybe Teddy Bridgewater or Derek Carr.
The key number there
is
the ratio. The 19 to 9 to me is the absolute key, because what it proves to me in a difficult situation where, unfortunately for Mike Glennon, the offense and the Buccaneers and all their fans, the offense was just deteriorating around him weekly. But in that mess that he was in, that difficult situation, 19 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, that tells me you can make the right decisions in a difficult moment when it matters most on a Sunday afternoon.
And these guys have Mike Evans now. And that's one heck of a pick for the Buccaneers in the first round. A
lot of size. All right, when we come back here on the Pewter Panel, we will talk not only about day 2, but day 3 and what else the Buccaneers came up with. We'll do that in a moment.